Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to the show today. Indeed, may it be your best year ever. And one of the things that you might need to have happen is a bit of an attitude adjuster. So listen up to this by our friend, Dr. Stan Harris, best known as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. Here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And folks, thanks for tuning in today to hear one of our most extraordinary guests, author extraordinaire, friend extraordinaire, poetress extraordinaire. Whatever she does, she aces it. You can be assured of that. Everything that she does, she's over the top. So stay tuned for a great show on chakras. What are they? What do they do? What do we need to know about them? Our guest today, my friend, Beverly Nadler, decades-long friend and decades-long author and all those other things that make a difference in all our lives. Go ahead, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you, as always, for such a wonderful, wonderful introduction. Okay, you know, the chakras have been around forever, and our culture, that is the Western culture, have not paid attention to them until recently. And I think perhaps it's because everything is energy, and people are becoming aware of that. And, you know, as Einstein said, everything is energy. That's all there is to it. And so we want to understand more about the energy that has to do with our life, our physical health, our body. Now, according to traditional writings, the human body has 88,000 chakras, each representing different areas of the body, and most of which actually don't have any specific effect. But there are 22 minor chakras, and they're in our hands, our feet, our fingers, our toes, shoulders, tongue, ears, other parts of our body. But the ones that we are really concerned with are the 7 main chakras of the spine. Now, actually, what are chakras? They're energy centers. They're like non-physical organs, if you can think in those terms. They are places in the body that absorb and release energy to and from the body. The word chakra is derived from the Sanskrit word that means wheel. And if we could actually see the chakras, we would observe wheels of energy continuously revolving or rotating. What a chakra does is it functions somewhat like a computer disk. A computer disk stores and distributes information. And a chakra does a similar function within the human body. They're also our power stations, and they're literally responsible for keeping our mind and body healthy. In other words, before we feel and see the effects in our physical body, something is happening in these non-physical energy centers, these spinning wheels. And they when they're balanced, they increase the agility of our mind, the health of our body. We create healthier and happier lives.
And this information is really important for us to know, and why.
Okay, now there are seven main chakras, and those are the ones that we're going to be talking about. Three of them are lower, and three are upper. And there is one chakra in the middle, which is the heart chakra. And it's like a bridge, that heart chakra, between the higher mind and soul and the lower mind, which is what we're more aware of, and the body. You want all your chakras to be balanced, spinning in the proper direction at the proper frequency. You want them to be cleansed. You want them to be powerful. Now, when the lower chakras are dominant, people tend to neglect their spiritual life. They are materialistic and preoccupied with possessions. And we all know a lot of people like that, very superficial, and you can pretty well know that their lower chakras are dominant. Now, when the upper chakras are dominant, people tend to be creative, they tend to be spiritual, but the problem is that they may not be grounded, the person may not be grounded, and they don't do well in the physical world. It's like they don't belong in the physical world. They may not be able to earn sufficient income to take care of themselves because too much of their energy is really coming from the spirit and spiritual sources, and the material world is not that important. But, of course, it is important since we are living in a physical world. So what I'm going to do is describe each chakra, where it is, and some of the things that you want to know about them.
Sounds good to me. It's a topic that absolutely fascinates me, and I'm really interested in what you're bringing to the table here, because I know very little about chakras. The only thing I do know is that they each have their own color. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, and we'll be talking about that too. Now we start, the first chakra, the number one chakra, is at the base of the spine. So we're moving up from the base of the spine to the crown of the head, and that's the seventh chakra. So we'll begin now with chakra number one, which is called the root or the base or the foundation chakra, which is at the base of the spine, and its color is red, and a really bright red. And this chakra is about grounding. It's about survival. If you have a balanced root chakra, you feel stable. You connect well with the physical world. Your physical health is good. You have financial security, even prosperity. But when it's unbalanced, you feel fear, terror, worry, feelings of isolation. You may be a hoarder. You may be obese or underweight, greedy, materialistic, undisciplined, restless. These are all different things that are controlled by that energy, that non-physical organ at the base of your spine. One of the things that helps to balance the chakra is dancing and physical exercise.
Deborah, you might need to stop and take some water so you can get grounded here.
Thank you.
I know the feeling when you get so passionate about what you're talking about that your mouth just kind of dries up, and it's happened to me enough times to recognize the symptoms. Are you good to go?
Mm-hmm. Good to go. Hold on just one sec. Okay. You know, I did take my sip of water before, but you are absolutely right. Okay, let's go to the second chakra. And that chakra is called the sacral chakra, and it's actually at the sacrum. It's more commonly called the sex chakra and sometimes even the navel chakra. And it governs the abdomen, the lower back, the hips, and the sex organs. This chakra has to do with emotions, desire, and sexuality. When it's balanced, you have stabilized feelings. You're able to control or master your emotions. You don't go too high or too low. You deal with your emotional life in a balanced way. It also has to do with sexuality and pleasure, the sensory world. When I talk about the sensory world, it's not just sex. It has to do with the ability to taste, smell, hearing, touch. All of the senses are controlled by your sacral or sex chakra. Now, when it's imbalanced, you get carried away with your emotions one way or another. It could be very high, very low. It's excessive. You lack boundaries. You might have excessive sexual intentions, or you might be just the opposite, simply have no interest whatsoever in sex. You can have attachments of compulsiveness, feeling pleasure and then going into terror. You could be very rigid, or instead of having the highs and lows of emotions, you may actually have the feeling of numbness, just no emotion. These are all things that are governed by the sacral or the sex chakra.
Go ahead, keep going. You got me so fascinated in the topic. I can't wait to hear about each one, so please continue.
Okay. Now, the solar plexus chakra, and this one is sometimes called the navel chakra. The reason I'm telling you this is because some of you may be interested in finding out more, and you'll read different texts, maybe online, or you'll get a book, and you'll see different names, and I don't want you to be confused by the names. Think of it in terms of the first, second, third. The colors pretty much remain the same. As I said, the first is red, the second is orange, the third is a bright yellow, and some texts may call it golden. It's the solar plexus chakra, and sometimes this one is called the navel chakra. So just remember what the number is again. Okay, now this has to do with your personal will, your personal power. Think of the solar plexus is used in different martial arts, and the solar plexus is that they where the people ground themselves and their strength comes from. So it is very much related to vitality, strength, also to intellect, to reason, to the ability to think clearly, and to self-esteem. When it's imbalanced, it creates a very, very powerful or inflated ego. It can create hostility, domination, acts of blaming, very critical, possessiveness, fear, poor self-esteem, and a kind of scattered thinking. The brain, instead of having good intellect and good intelligence, you know, strong and positive, well, not so much positive, but clear, in this case, it would be kind of weak, cloudy, and also a weak will if you have an unbalanced solar plexus chakra.
It's just amazing how it all ties into health.
And remember what I said is that if these are too powerful, I'm going to say, if they dominate, then a person is likely to be very, very possessive. They could be greedy, superficial, the kind of person that might be very much involved in gossiping and unable to deal positively with their emotions. But they're also, if these are very dominant, likely to be successful in the business or financial world. Now, the heart chakra, that's the bridge between the upper and the lower chakras. And this is located in the heart area. And it is green, or it has been green for centuries. And lately, some writings say that it is pink. So whatever you are reading, just know that if they're talking about the heart chakra, it's generally green, but it also can be pink. And it is located in the heart area. This is the chakra of relationships and love, including self-love, which is so important because if you can't love yourself, it is very difficult for you to be able to truly love others as much as you might want to. But self-love is the beginning. And that's not an egotistical thing. It's not a conceited thing. It's recognizing the truth of who you are. You're an infinite divine being. You are a unit of God. And so there should be deep love, but come from a place of humility. So if your heart chakra is well balanced, you are likely to be someone who is compassionate, to have stable relationships, to have good self-acceptance. So many people consistently blame themselves, criticize themselves, judge themselves. A person with a strong, balanced heart chakra is very careful not to place blame on themselves or anyone else. They are compassionate for people who are in pain. And when it's unbalanced, the person is likely to be unhappy, can be very possessive, they lack boundaries, they can be obsessive, shy, lonely, someone who lacks in empathy, and perhaps has a very bitter or critical nature. This is when the heart chakra is closed or unbalanced. And again, the color is green, and also in some texts, they call it pink. That is number four.
I just find this so fascinating that they all have their colors, they all have their purpose within the body. Really extraordinary topic. Go ahead, Beverly.
Now, the throat chakra is located in the throat. It's sky blue. And it is the communicator. It is your self-expression. When it's balanced, the individual has excellent, distinctive self-expression and creativity. When it's imbalanced, it lacks truth. The person tends to just chatter, maybe speaking but not saying anything very useful or meaningful. The person has difficulty even listening and understanding. It can also cause stuttering and the fear of speaking and the fear of self-expression.
Go ahead.
The sixth chakra is in the brow. It's the just between the brow zone between the eyes. It's often called the third eye. A lot of people who are not even familiar with chakras are familiar with what's called the third eye. And this is one of your very, well, they're all important. I shouldn't say one of your very important. They're all important. The color is indigo, which is a very dark blue. And a lot of people, even those that don't really know the chakras, are aware of this Sanskrit word, which is anja, which they call this chakra. So, again, it's the brow zone between the eyes. And its focus is on imagination, intuition. When it's balanced, the individual can be psychic, has the right interpretation of events. Now, what I mean by the right interpretation is that they can see things clearly and understand them not only from their own individual perspective based on their own judgments and their own opinions, but can see things in a clearer manner as if they were seeing, I'm going to say, through the eyes of God in an impersonal way. But they see things clearly, and they have good imagination, clear observation. But when it's unbalanced, then they're subject to illusions and delusions. It can create nightmares, headaches, poor concentration, poor vision, poor memory, and an inability to see patterns, because in this world, you know, everything is connected to everything, and so there's underlying patterns, and people who have a very clear or powerful and balanced third eye chakra are able to see these connections, to see cause and effect in a way that actually makes sense, because sometimes you look at something and you don't know, like, why did that happen? But people with a good third eye chakra, again, they also have a lot of intuition and psychic ability.
Now when you talk about the third eye, you know, that's something we've heard separate from chakras. Heard about that a lot. Is that where the evil eye is also?
No, it has nothing to do with the evil eye. The evil eye, from what I know about, it comes from Kabbalah, and it has to do with the fact that human beings, I'm getting off chakras right now, but I want to answer your question. Human beings have, and they're unbalanced people, have a tendency to be very jealous of other humans who have good fortune. And they actually cast negative energy onto someone or something or an event in your life. And that's what's called the evil eye. And the Kabbalists have a red string that they tie around, usually around the wrist, or they might put it on a baby carriage to ward off the evil eye. Do I know if that works? No, I don't. But I do know that we, that is human beings, do attract negative energy. We also attract positive energy. The higher we can keep our vibrations, the more we insulate ourselves from people of lower vibrations who are sending out what they call the evil eye. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back we
go. Ahead.
Sorry?
I said, please continue.
Oh, okay. So now we come to the crown chakra. And the crown chakra is at the top of the head. In most teachings, it is purple. Some texts will say that it's white. And whether or not it's purple or white, it is still the crown chakra. Now, in some of the texts that call it white, they will say that the sixth chakra, instead of being indigo, is purple. Don't let that confuse you. We're talking now about the crown chakra, which is your seventh and highest chakra. This is about self-awareness and transcendence. And what I mean by transcendence is going beyond the human self into who we really are, which are infinite divine beings who are living on a physical, in a physical body, on the physical dimension. But there are many, 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 many other dimensions. And the seventh chakra is about aspiration to merge with your true self. When it's balanced, and I'm not going to say you get to that state, self-awareness or self-realization, I can mention some of those who have achieved that, which means that they have totally merged with their God self, their real self. And that would be Moses, Jesus, Buddha, Yogananda, Sai Baba. These are some of the people that have, their physical body had that name, but they, in truth, merge with themselves. This is a journey all humanity is actually taking. We don't realize that we're really on a spiritual journey. The ultimate goal is to return to the God self, but we're here for a reason. And there are many, many teachings about finding, when I say teachings, people who are teaching courses on finding your purpose in the physical world, because it is here in the physical world that we learn, that we have come here for our lessons. And when we have these lessons totally and we've made our spiritual journey, we can return, our soul literally returns to who we really are. Having this happen in our physical life is rare, but it does happen. And this seventh chakra is all about that. It's getting closer and closer to experiencing yourself as the divine person that you are. But until that time, it can be balanced. You don't necessarily have to be self-realized or self-aware. Just to have the knowledge of the fact that you are more than a physical being, you are, in fact, a spiritual being having a human experience. It brings in wisdom, the crown chakra, when it's balanced. It brings in knowledge, and it brings in spirituality, so that a person tends to be more spiritual. People whose crown chakra is open and spinning properly are likely to be meditators. And that doesn't mean every meditator has their crown chakra in perfect condition. And I think this is a good place for me to mention that what we're doing today is part one, because in part two of chakras, I want to give you a lot more information on what you can actually do in order to balance the chakras. What we want is for all of them to be spinning in the proper direction at the proper frequency, to be open, to be cleansed, to be powerful. And I'm going to present some of the exercises and techniques that will help you to do this. This first, lesson on the chakras is to introduce the chakras to you, give you a sense of what they're about, why they're important. And many of you perhaps will be able to tell, oh, I can see that chakra is not balanced in me because I have a lot of these tendencies for the unbalanced. And you will also see which chakra seems to be going in the proper direction, seems to be balancing and spinning smoothly. So just tune in next week on Thursday, and you will get part two, and you'll get the exercises and techniques and a little bit of a review, just a little on what we talked about today, but you'll get some of the ways of actually strengthening your chakras.
And folks, part two is on Thursday, and it's on January 30th. And if you missed any part of the show or you want to review it, because each chakra has incredible information that you might want to know about, so know that the moment we go off the air, it's archived. Joyce Barrie, Barrie, and friends.com. So this show will be archived within a moment of going off the air, and part two is on Thursday, January 30th. So those of you that are following it, seeing why it's important and seeing what you need to know about it, so you can actually use the information to do better in your own life. But here's reasons why you should listen to the show every day, besides what we have to say about chakras, but why we have to say so much about so many different things, all of which are designed to make a difference in your life.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barrie and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends, because they'll want to know about Joyce Barrie and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
Indeed, indeed. They want to know about it, and you want to tell them about it. And speaking of telling us things, Beverly, why don't you tell us your website, your books, and how they can reach you?
My website, the main website, is BeverlyNadler.com. There is also a new website that I have not even promoted yet, but I'd love you to go there, and that is universal-laws.net. That is a new website that someone put up for me because he loves the work that I'm doing and wants more people to become aware of the importance of knowing the universal laws. And what I want to say about the fact that we're talking about chakras, everything is energy, and that is what the understanding more about energy and how it impacts on you and how you interact with it is so important. And today we're covering a subject that we actually have never covered before in the 3 years of this show, if I'm right. So that's my main website. My book, Vibrational Harmony, you can click right on BeverlyNadler.com and go directly to read about the book. Also, another book which goes higher into the spiritual world is Loving the Game of Life. Click on that link and you'll find out more about a deeper subject that I talk about in that. What I'd also say is just wander around the website and look for what you're interested in. There's information on coaching. A lot of my poetry is on there, and basically the kind of things that I teach.
Beverly, you went through so many so quickly. One, folks, why don't you take a pen and jot it down, and I want to make sure that they got it. First of all, Beverly Nadler is NADLER, Beverly Nadler. .com. That's the official website. The new website is universal-laws.net. Is that correct, Beverly? Universal-laws.net?
Yes, it's laws with an S.
Plural. Okay. But the official one is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Okay. Please continue with your extraordinary lesson on chakras.
Now we come to the crown chakra. And that's on the top of your head. It is purple, as I said, in most teachings. Some will call it white. But it is your chakra about self-awareness and, again, transcendence, going beyond the self. When it's unbalanced, it causes excessive, believe it or not, intellectuality, confusion, disassociation, difficulty learning, spiritual skepticism, and loss of faith. And that would be very sad, because we are in this world to really continue on a spiritual journey, returning to who we really are, and appreciating all of this incredible universe in which we live. It also can bring in a great deal of materialism. I know that we were talking about the materialism also comes from being overly strong in the lower chakras, which makes sense, because when your lower chakras are dominant and your upper chakras are unbalanced, you can get some of the same results. So a lot of materialism would come in when your crown chakra is not open, is not balanced. And also a feeling of apathy. There's just nothing that appeals to you, nothing that interests you. Life has no interest for you. A very sad way of living your life. I do feel that this is a very important subject, and I want to say that something, I don't even remember what it is, Joyce, but something caused me to say, this is what I want to do. I want to talk about chakras. Oh, I do recall. It was a problem with a client, an issue that the client had. And the issue was so strong. And something said to me, there's got to be a chakra that has something to do with this. And then I started researching the chakras, and I said, wow. It reminded me of things that I had known, and pretty well, you know, you don't stay in touch with everything that you know. And said, we've got to do a show on this. And I'm so glad that you were as eager as I was.
Yeah, I find it all very, very fascinating. So there are seven chakras, and did you just mention the seventh one?
The seventh one I said is purple, that it's about when it's balanced, you bring in wisdom, knowledge, and spirituality. It's about self-awareness, going beyond the self, and when it's unbalanced, it causes excessive intellectuality, excessive materialism, apathy, loss of faith, difficulty learning, spiritual skepticism, confusion. So So it's important to have all of these chakras balanced. And the significance of balancing them is immense. As we're growing, and I mean just growing in physical form and also growing as people, the balance of the seven prime chakras appears as a unified form. And having inconsistency in one kind of makes you derive the outcomes of depression, lower energy, consistent anxiousness. When the chakras are balanced, the individual is operating holistically, is able to deal with what is in life, because, you know, there is an illusion that life is supposed to always be, you know, good, happy, positive, the way we want it. We get all the things we think about. It doesn't work quite that easily. We live in a world of polarity. So what is that there will be the negatives also, and being able to deal with that and handle it and move beyond it is very important. With balanced chakras, you have high energy, you have good when I say good vibrations, you're able to attract and create more of the things that you want. And you're tuned into the universal energy, which is always vibrating and sending positive energy, as well as there are cosmic vibrations that are very traumatic. And we are able to handle this. The person experiences more love, joy, and happiness in their life, regardless of outer conditions. That's how important and how wonderful it is to have balanced chakras.
Everything in life is important to be in balance. That's very important. When your physicality is out of whack, when your mental state is out of whack, you're in for some deep emotional and physical issues. So being in balance, of course, is very important. For those of you that are just tuning in, and welcome, Margaret. Thanks for letting me know that you couldn't get here sooner. Always love seeing you in the chat room. So not only that it's a good thing to go back into archives, but just know there's so much information on chakras that we'll be giving you part two a week from today. That would be January 30th, Thursday. That's how much information there is on this topic. So love to see you in the chat room, and always appreciate when you let me know when you have to run or you got here late, because we appreciate your being a very loyal listener. Back to you, Beverly.
There's some key words that belong to each chakra, and I'm going to give you that now. In the first chakra, which again is at the base of the spine, the key words here is to have, and that's the red chakra. The second chakra, which is at the more or less what we call the sacral or the sex organs, also known as the sex chakra, which is orange. That is to feel and also to create, because it is rules the sex organs. And, of course, when we come together, hopefully a man and a woman come together and create. So that creative energy is very strong. So it's to feel or to create. The third chakra is to act and to think, but to think intelligently. There's a certain way of thinking. The fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, is to love. And that, again, is the bridge between the upper and the lower. The fifth chakra, which is at the throat, is to speak or to express. The sixth chakra, which is the third eye, is indigo. That is to see. And we're talking about seeing, not just with the eyes, the physical eyes, but to be able to see with the intuition, what we might call psychic ability. And the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, and that's violet, except in the books they call it white, and that is to know, to actually know who you are, why you're here, to rejoice in your spirituality and in your understanding of what life is really about here in this third dimension.
Very, very good, and it's a good review. So what do you want to say as you wrap up? And pray tell, do you have one of your famous poems for us today as well?
I always have a poem. This says nothing, the poem is not about chakras. The poem is about life. Yes, I do have a poem. What I want to say is that this is a subject that is worth exploring, and it also is something that if you know other people in your, well, I know you know other people, but people who you think are interested, please suggest that they listen, of course, to Joyce Barry all the time, but specifically to this show, so they'll have a better understanding of what is actually occurring in the energetic level that is perhaps producing some of their uncomfortable symptoms, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional. They'd actually have a better understanding of that just by knowing more about the chakras, because before something manifests in the physical plane, it always manifests in the non-physical. That's where it begins.
And that's like a clue that there's more to come.
Yes, next week there is more to come. Okay. So let's talk about, you always close your show with a celebration, and this poem is about life is a celebration. Life can be so wonderful, a real celebration, and if you're ever feeling low, you just need some inspiration. So look inside your heart, my friend, and you will surely see the power and the glory in you, for you were created free. Free to choose your path of life, free to seek your goals, free to fulfill the burning desire that stirs within your soul. It doesn't matter your age or your race. Anyone can do it. You can meet all the challenges of life when you're ready to go to it. Is it money you need? Well, plant the seed. It all begins in your mind. If you're feeling fear, just listen and hear. The treasure is yours to find. Believe in yourself. Don't sit on the shelf. You make your own destiny. Your future is bright. You walk in the light. Your faith helps keep you free. Things happen when you know what's true, that you have what you need to make it. And until you do, here's a special clue. Act as if. Yes, I mean fake it. Success is a journey, not a destination. Think, plan, take action. Use your self-motivation. See your goals achieved in your mind's eye. Feel the success inside you. It's simple. Just try. Persevere to reach the dreams in your heart, and the world applauds you as you start. Don't you see? There's no reason for hesitation. Life is wonderful. It's a celebration.
Absolutely, and it's always a celebration when you're on our show. So, folks, those of you who've tuned in late, you can go to our archives, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. Also, while there, where you see my picture on the upper left, right under it, it says follow. Click on that, and you'll be able to really follow our show. You will get an email every day about the guests and about the topic from Blog Talk Radio direct. So, indeed, do join our kind of like fan club. Those are the people that we greatly value and appreciate that listen every single day or in the chat room every day. Call in every day. We love you. We truly, truly do. And folks, if you are interested in chakras and if you are interested in how they can best serve you, if you want to know more about Beverly Nadler, go to Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. And I ask you this, if you are interested, when are you going to go to these websites? When are you going to get the information? When are you going to go into action to make it all work for you? And if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
When I share that with you, if not now, when, it brings to mind a song that's called It's Time, an original song by Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Beverly Nadler's daughter, also known as Ariander, the name under which she has her CDs, writes original inspirational music, and sings with the voice of an angel. I'm moved to share that with you now because it's time. What would you tell our listeners it's time for? And that was the voice of an angel, your daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Ariana. Go ahead, Beverly.
I listen to that song, and it brings tears to my eyes. I have to remind her that she doesn't sing enough because she really does. She stimulates, I think, the heart chakra with her voice. It's very beautiful. Thank you for playing that.
It always moves me to my very soul. And, folks, when you get that it's time, then what you want to do is know the power. Once again, Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Ariana.
Power inside, no need to hide. There is a power.
folks, when you know that there's a power, then you will also know that dreams don't die.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over. She takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead. Studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever.
Dreams that don't die creates the space where spirits soar.
It's a quiet place where silence embraces.
Folks, that by Ariana. If you're interested in her CDs, you can send her an email, starvisions@yahoo.com. That's starvisions@yahoo.com. Beverly, I will come right back to you, but I see Beryl is listening to the show. Beryl, did you want to make a comment?
About her incredible voice and CDs, only that they will warm your heart. And they bring you into your, probably into your higher chakras from your love chakra, which is the heart chakra, up. They're wonderful. What can I say? It's my daughter, but she does have a gift. And which reminds me, as you were playing them, I was thinking of her gift, and it reminded me that I have a gift for your listeners, which I didn't share earlier, and that is a free ebook, and it's called Secrets of Stress Mastery. If you want to live a healthier life, a more balanced life, you need to be able to deal with the stresses in your life. And that's available at vibrationalharmony.biz. It is a free ebook, my gift to you.
Thank you for doing that. I love when our guests show their generosity and take care of our listeners and appreciation for our listeners listening to their show. So free gift from Beverly Nadler. And once again, that website?
Beverly Nadler. Oh, this website. Yes, the book.
That website.
Right. Always www, you know that. vibrationalharmony.biz. B-I-Z.
Mm-hmm. harmony.biz, B-I-Z. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. I learned a great deal about chakras, and what I learned was I'm interested in knowing more about it, and that is going to happen a week from today. That would be the following Thursday. Also, if you appreciated the music of Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Beverly Nadler's daughter, we're pleased to inform you that she is our special guest on our show on Tuesday. That's this coming Tuesday. That would be January 28th. She has the whole show. Very interesting show where she references New Year's resolutions. So, folks, go out there and celebrate your chakras. Celebrate your friends, your relationships, your family, your contacts. Celebrate your resources, your opportunities, and certainly celebrate the miracles that will come your way if you are a believer. Here's our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow. Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.